U.S. troops are continuing to be killed in Iraq. Nowhere are the losses felt more sharply than in small rural towns in the United States. That's where many young people join the military, and each one is a familiar face. The tightly knit community around Uniontown, Kansas, is now grieving for two recent casualties in Iraq and Afghanistan. Frank Morris of member station KCUR in Kansas City reports.
Uniontown, population 288, is the type of place where everyone knows at least the broad details of just about everyone else's life story and family history. But life here is not easy, especially not lately. Brothers Jeremy and Casey Hall are replacing the roof on their mother's double-wide trailer. Jeremy says the work is kind of a memorial to his big brother, Army Reserve Specialist David Butch Hall, killed in Afghanistan in late February.
This is what he wanted, is my mom's house, the way she wanted it, and to do the things she wanted to do.
A new Harley-Davidson motorcycle that Specialist Hall ordered but never rode sits parked in the living room, the centerpiece of a shrine his mother, Donna Lynn, has created there. She says when he died, her kind, fun-loving son thought he was only days away from coming home to join the Kansas Highway Patrol.
It's been a hell of a burden to live with right now. Devastating to all of us, all the communities around here.
The shock and pain in this town was multiplied last week when Hall's childhood friend, Marine Corporal Michael Spear, was killed in fighting just outside Baghdad. Like many people here, Jackie Harvey, the grade school counselor, watched both Spear and Hall grow from mischievous little boys into promising men. She says each loss struck the town like a death in the family.
A community like this gets hit once, it's pretty bad. And you get hit twice, and it's like we're grasping at each other.
The blows brought the war straight to the heart of this community, Uniontown High School. American flags decorate the lunchroom here. There's one for each recent graduate serving in the military. There are 24 flags. That's more than half the number of graduating seniors. Principal Tracy Smith speaks proudly of the patriotism these flags represent. As principal, he takes no position on the war. To stop short of victory, he says, would disgrace the town's war dead. But Smith admits he's scared.
I go back and think of Saving Private Ryan when the mother was notified that three of her sons were killed, and me as a father, as the principal, I've lost two. I want the rest of them home.
But the kids are still enlisting. Senior Rose Olson is only weeks away from joining the Navy.
Not much really goes on around here, and I'm wanting to get out and experience something more than would really be thought of around here.
It's a combination of curiosity, patriotism, and economic distress that drives many young people from tiny towns like this into military service. Many residents of Uniontown now view that impulse with both pride and fear. For NPR News, I'm Frank Morris.